在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
We are gathered here today to celebrate the life and mourn the passing of Dr. Dorothy Hyde.
President Obama told the hundreds of mourners who filled the massive Washington National Cathedral that Dorothy Hyde should be associated with other American civil rights leaders, such as Martin Luther King, Jr. and W.E.B. Du Bois.
They're giants.Who fill our history books, well, Dr. Dorothy Hyde deserves a place in this pantheon. She too deserves a place in our history books. She too deserves a place of honor in America's memory.
As a young social worker, Dorothy Hyde helped New York City resolve the 1935 Harlem riots, and she helped organize protests against lynching,the killing of African Americans, usually by white mobs. Later, she worked alongside Martin Luther King, Jr. and other leaders at the forefront of the civil rights movement, seeking equality for women as well as for African Americans. Hyde led the National Council of Negro Women for more than 40 years, working on issues affecting African American women and families, such as health, education, and economic matters, as well as basic civil rights.She also campaigned for international human rights and humanitarian issues in Africa, India, the Caribbean, and other areas. At the memorial service, President Obama said Dorothy Hyde visited the White House 21 times since he took office in January 2009. He said she was determined to attend a meeting of African American leaders on unemployment in February, even though she was in a wheelchair and a blizzard was approaching.The president said Hyde told him she would not allow just a bunch of men to control the meeting. When she could not attend because cars could not reach her snowed-in home, Mr. Obama says she sent a message with her ideas.
And I tell that story partly because it brings a smile to my face, but also because it captures the quiet, dogged, dignified persistence that all of us who love Dr. Hyde came to know so well.
The president said Hyde's perseverance advanced the cause of justice and eventually made it possible for him and his wife Michelle to live in the White House. Mrs. Obama was in the audience, as were Vice President Joe Biden and many top U.S. officials. Some of the nation's most prominent African Americans took part in the memorial, including poet Maya Angelou, opera singer Denise Graves, Labor Secretary Alexis Herman, and gospel singer B.B. Winans. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.
You've done all you can. After